great performance on Saturday, by all means. Just couldn't put the ball in the back of the net. Tuesday, disappointing again. It's all about just putting the ball in the back of the net.
Yeah, disappointed, frustrated, but by no means downbeat. You know, the performance was no... See, I'm not a manager who'll talk things and spice things up if it's not there, but we know we should be sat here with two victories with the performances we've put in, creative-wise, tempo of game, the opportunities. But if you don't take chances, you don't win games. And you know, it's been a bit of everything, really. Some poor finishing, undoubtedly. We put ourselves in some great opportunities. Some really good goalkeeping the other night, terrific goalkeeping. A bit of bad fortune, balls kicked off the line, across the face of the goal, hitting the post a couple of times. So everything adds up. But, you know, like I say, no way. I'd be a lot more concerned if we hadn't been playing in the manner we have done. We beat Carlisle in a pre-season game 2-0, and I was more disappointed in that game, even though we won it, because of the manner we played. You know, the performances of late have been far better, far more encouraging, but we do know that if you don't score, you don't win. So we're working on that as much without getting uptight on it. I don't want the strikers snatching it, but it's not the strikers, it's everyone. From the centre-halves to the full-backs, to the midfielders, the wide men, they've all had chances. But we've just not got the final goal like the players deserved.
Yeah, we had a reporter, Neil Redford, in the game on Saturday, and they were praising you guys, the style of play. Speaking to Matt Marshall as well, he says there's going to be some games when we go away, we need to just lump up to the big one. And is the Peterborough game, is it going to be a bit difficult to play that sort of free-flowing football?
I don't know. I think if you've got good players in your team, you get them on the ball. You know, and we've got a lot of good players. So, I don't know, we'll have a look at the shape we're going to go. You know, there'll be time. Like I say, we've created opportunities with a lot of things. We've created with a long ball. We've created from crosses from deep. We've got overlaps. We've got balls down the side. We've had intricate play. So, as I say, looking forward, the opportunity we've created have been good, and we've done it in various manners. But we keep going back to it. I mean, you look at Peterborough, and by all accounts, you know, they've been fortunate to win both games, but they've scored 6 goals, you know, and if you score 6 goals, you've got a great chance of winning games. So that's what we were hoping to do. But you know, we've got to keep the positivity about, as in the way we're playing. But going back to the old adage, if you don't score, you don't win.
You say you're looking to get a striker in. You mentioned last week you've been priced at a couple of moves for a couple of boys in Scotland. Is that still the case?
Yeah, I'm looking. I think McGuinness is on his way to Charlton, apparently, but you know, we can't afford the money that they talk about. Maybe the fee, but the wages on top of it is too much. And you know, you see Peterborough linked with it, or made an offer of 1.2 up to 1.7 for Cummins at Hibs. We ain't got that money. We know that. So you know, we've got to try and get the best of, you know, what we can do. I've been pleased with the recruitment that we've brought in up to now. Yeah, you know, we are looking for a striker. We're looking for a possible wide man, and that'll be it. But you know, there's no guarantees that you get this striker and you know he's going to score you 25 goals a season, because you know they come at a cost and they come at a price. But yeah, everyone's got a chip in. It's not just the strikers. We've all got a chip in, and you know, if we had done that in the last two games, as I say, we'd have been sat here with 2 wins.
Finally, Josh Cullen coming in. Are we hoping to play some part on Saturday?
Yeah, Josh. You know, he's trained sharp and bright, and he's desperate to get involved. You know, I believe his debut last season was at Peterborough in a 4-0 win, so he keeps reminding me of that. He's desperate to play. But yeah, he'll be one that we look to get involved in the game.